Right, folks, it's episode number 100 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We've got a very special show today to celebrate with a live studio audience, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. 800 of you that got our secret message encoded in the last 10 comics and were able to make it. It's amazing how many people got that right.
They just keep showing up. Yeah, I don't know. I think they all came here after going to my show on Friday night. But
Stop
throwing roses. The thorns are killing me. I'm sorry.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Had a good turnout and some good lighting. It's just never been more clear to me that I need to actually learn how to sing. Or at least get some singing talent.
You can always take vocal lessons.
Or I could just turn on auto-tune, you know, do it like the professionals.
T-Pain.
Well, since we've got a very special show today to celebrate episode 100 of the podcast, Tim, what can listeners expect to hear this episode?
I guess we're going to have some nice call-ins. Hopefully we get a few familiar voices calling into the show that we've all heard before. We will have the 2009 Nubby Awards.
Nubby Awards.
So, yeah, there are going to be some fans that are going to win a couple Nubby Awards, some very special fans.
Yes, and when you win a Nubby Award, you also win a free T-shirt.
Yes. Well, the T-shirt's kind of secondary to the Nubby Award itself,
of course.
I think. You know, to have that gold, I mean, it is solid gold, right? And we ship it first class to their house.
Through email in JPEG format, but yes.
Oh, but it's solid gold as far as,
technically,
like,
yes.
If you look at the hex color of the actual, you know, Nubby Award itself, it is gold. So.
Absolutely, Tim. Yeah. And we will even be naming who is the biggest two-piece start fan of them all. Or the creepiest stalker, it's one of the two. In addition, we'll be naming our Ultimate Black Doom Awards of Season 2, but we even have a special announcement to make that our fans should be pretty happy about.
I think so, yeah.
So what do you say we get started with our very first Nubby Award winners?
Let's do it.
All right, well, it's time for the Nubby Awards. Let's start off with the best moment from Season 2 of Two Piece Starts Live. We've had a lot of good moments. You know, we had the Twitter the movie. We've been doing a lot more kind of audio plays lately that have been pretty hilarious, I'd say.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Things have been looking up really good, but you know, nothing quite beats when we did some fake political segments of the Timocrats versus the Republicans and launched this terribly, terribly
racist,
truthful commercial attack ad. Let's take a listen to it.
Tim Harding. Who is he? Do you really know Tim? The truth may hurt. He's racist. In this shocking audio clip, Tim reveals everything.
Because if you're black, and
I know a lot of people are black,
there's actually like over 350 black people. Well, some people think it's really stupid, like slavery and lynching, or, you know, KKK people or something like that. And I am with them. You know, last week, I came across a really black guy. I mean, within 10 seconds, my initial thought was like, oh, I hate that guy.
Or black people in general.
I'm like, wow, he's black. He's gonna have to let me destroy him.
Unless they're, like, blatantly getting it from all ends.
That'd be awesome.
Because if you're black, you're dead.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Because if you're black, you're dead?
Oh my gosh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do? On November 4th, don't make the same mistake his wife did. Don't choose Tim.
I'm Ray Hargraves, and I approve of this message.
So good.
Oh, never gets old,
I think we need
my
that
friends.
That clip just needs to be like by itself, so I don't have to dig into the
show,
podcast.
Yeah.
I just want to listen to it every day of my life.
Oh, that's the careful editing of podcasting will get you.
That's right.
That, you know what, free floating shows will never give you. They just don't love you as much like that.
I guess I'll never run for public office because there will always be that clip of my voice.
Well, our next Nebby Award is going to go to a fan for the best musical misfit suggestion. You know, a musical misfit is always kind of defined as a long-lost video game song that's still excellent, but for one reason or another has just been lost in the shuffle over time. And nothing ever really quite beat Monty on the Run, which was suggested by KVB. KVB, thank you for the excellent musical misfit suggestion. I can't think of anything more fitting than that song. It's very well-rounded, and it's from the Commodore 64.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like anybody was really thinking about seriously making music for games back then, but this was clearly pulled off amazingly by Rob Hubbard.
Does he get a t-shirt too?
Perhaps,
if I'll tell you what, if he's listening to our podcast and comments saying, I wrote that song, I think we should give him a t-shirt.
We'll just need some proof that it's really him.
Just a picture of himself with a piece of paper that says Rob Hubbard on it. That would probably be proof enough. Right?
We get a picture from some 10-year-old kid.
Rob Hubbard.
Spelled backwards.
Ronnie Hubbard on the Run. That's right. Whoa, looks like we have a Skype call.
Oh boy, cool. This should be fun.
Alright, welcome to 2P Start Live. May I ask who's calling?
This is your evil doppelganger from Reverse Bizarro Podcast.
Well, what do you know, everyone? It's Eddie and Noah from The Lame Show. Welcome, guys.
Yes,
yeah, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice that you finally had Noah on after, you know, only 100 episodes.
Oh, Noah, you haven't been on before?
No, I don't really know anything about games, so why would you ask me about that, I
guess? That's true.
The other reason you would have me on is because you copy everything we do on our show.
How many episodes have you guys done?
Oh, like 3,000.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
We only post the really good ones.
Oh,
right, exactly.
How many really good ones have you done?
53 now.
Aww.
Hey.
That's right. Remember when we were at 53?
We were so young back then, Tim.
So much to learn.
Do you guys accept
money? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a pool of it. We know.
I have a Black Doom Award, actually, or Lame List nomination.
Oh, whatever, right, okay.
Whatever you want. I need the voice. Where's the Black Doom voice?
There you go. No, is this the Black Doom Award you've been saving for a long time?
No, it's actually not the one I've been saving.
Okay.
It's the ultimate Black Doom Award.
We'll have Eddie on next month.
No, this is a minor one. My Black Doom Award is to people who say Smash Bros. or Mario Bros.
Now, why is that? Okay. What do you have against
that?
It's
not Bros. That's not the word.
It's brothers.
That's the word. That is Apple Co. instead of Apple Company or something like that. You know, you don't say Co. That's
or
not
Inc.
a word.
So are you saying we're not Bros?
Not anymore. Meanwhile, we're going to have a Ricka Ricka remix. You know Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas? Well, you know, his 11-year-old nephew made a remix of the theme from Atari's E.T. Oh, it's so great, you guys.
That almost sounds like Eddie's just saying that.
It's real, bro.
It's so good.
This is why they don't have us on more often.
This is why we don't have Noah on more often, I think.
I'm trying to play the part of Tim and just kind of be bored.
Yes, you're doing a good job, let me say.
So, Eddie, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, New Super Mario Brothers Wii is coming out. And we're not going to really see each other until later next month.
We need some really sad music playing right now. Get the violin out.
That is the saddest music.
Sounds like the same song.
This is why I'm a little bit annoyed by the Wii. They make a game which is basically co-op Mario Brothers,
mm-hmm.
which is a great idea.
Right.
But can you play it online?
No.
No, that's so stupid.
No, it's because it's too much strain on the system. It's pushing the system to its limits.
Exactly. I can play Halo with 35 other people and, you know, snipe somebody from 3 miles away and it works. But I can't have an 8-bit character jumping along with me. That's too much. Don't push the system too far.
Yeah, you know what they should have done is if the graphics were too intense for online play, just go to NES graphics for online play.
Nobody cares.
I'd be fine with that, you know?
Downsize.
And we don't want to include Peach because she's not really shaped in the same way that, like, Mario and Luigi and the Toads are.
Well, God, I hope not.
And I'm like, really?
I don't understand why you got Mario, Luigi, and two Toads.
Because the Mario universe doesn't have very many characters. They need to double up.
They need to take after Sonic, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mario, I'm your new friend! Oh, no!
All right. Well, Eddie, I'm excited to have you on next month, and Noah, take care.
No, we're trying to never have you on again.
Yeah, like I said, I'll be on the show when I actually own a game console.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Which, now that I'm having a kid, will be never.
Maybe Noah and I will have to have our own podcast.
Yes, the Daddy Gamer podcast.
Daddy Gamer.
Well, I played tic-tac-toe today, and I think I've discovered the secret to winning.
Yeah, I accidentally tapped on a game on my iPod Touch, but I exited it right away.
All right. Again, thanks for coming, you guys. It's been a blast.
He's trying to get rid of us.
It's always great talking with those guys.
Always great. Yes. Oh, I agree.
Good time.
What?
You sound so truthful, Tim. You would never be able to run for office, by the way, if you carry a voice like
honest.
That.
I'm just too honest. What can I say?
All right. Back to the Nebby Awards. Best comic during season 2 of 2P Start Live. You know, we've had a lot of great comics since
if we do say so ourselves. It is tough, though, going back through a year's worth of comics.
Honestly. You know, we had the introduction of Lace in 2 Pixel Vision Adventure comics, as well as the hilarious Flavor Vision comic. Mm-hmm. We had Richard's amazing guest artwork for Comic 100. We had the Oregon Trail, Anti-Valentine's, The Power of Teamwork, the Crying Kirby comic, Project Natal, 47-panel Tweet the Deets comic, Subliminal Advertising Nintendo Games, Wii Motion Plus intro video comic, texture hacking of me and Brawl and Sonic's Facebook page. I tell ya, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, boy, there is a lot there, and it was tough.
So Tim and I are both going to give our own choices, and mine is easily going to go to Ray's Adventures in Dating.
Ah, that's a good one.
I'm very pleased with that. Nothing made us laugh harder than that comic. I don't think we've ever laughed so hard than with that comic specifically.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this on Villainy Inc.'s podcast last week, and that did bring back some fun memories for, I think, both
yes,
of us.
Yes, memories of me on my knees laughing.
Tears streaming down my face.
Honestly.
And that was one of the few times I knew the comic front to back, you know, in
right,
my head
because
of the discussion.
Yes.
And yet, when I read it and looked at it, I just busted up so many times. Even now, I look at it, and it's just so ridiculous. It's that
good
funny
times.
To me. So yeah, that's a great choice.
The question is, will we ever see the return of Miley?
But is she your wife in the comic, is my question.
I would say no.
I would say probably not. That was just a fantasy.
I would just treat her as a girl. And it's possible that when I get a girlfriend, then she could be the girlfriend, right?
You have to date only Miley's in real life so that she fits your comic version's life.
Well, it's just hard because they have to be the same size to the Tails outfit that I picked out.
Oh, gosh.
I want to make sure, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's scary right there. By the way, I did see a Sonic trick-or-treating this year.
I was in California on Saturday night.
No, well, it wasn't you, but I believe it.
Oh, okay.
He looked kind of freaky.
So really? What, you thought he was going to look normal in a Sonic costume?
Let's be honest. Yeah, he was wearing the Sonic hat, which has eyes on it, plus his own eyes, which always looks a little weird, right?
Just a little.
Let's see. I saw the Flash, and it was a tubby Mexican kid.
Excellent.
And I'm like, the Flash has got to be a little more in shape than that. I'm sorry.
He's like, what are you, the Night Owl or something? Like,
yes,
get out
exactly.
Of here.
The Flash, after not, you know, crime fighting for 50 years.
Well, Tim, what's your favorite comic from season 2?
You know, it was, like I said, a tough choice. And I'm going to go with The Power of Teamwork.
Ah, excellent choice. That's my second favorite right there.
Which, again, I wouldn't say, if I'm just going best comic on this generic website, I would not say this comic at all. But it does embody a lot of great things about 2P Start. I think
there
is something special about Tim and Ray comics that work. It's not, we're not just like, oh, we need two people talking about something that's funny.
I mean, this is for like anybody. You know, it's not just how Tim and Ray act. It's like, this is how pretty much everybody is. So everyone can relate to it, you know?
This to me, this embodies, like, what's fun about video games, what I remember from my childhood, and some of those fun memories of fighting over a game. And it's just, it's a great moment. And that second panel, obviously, will live forever in infamy.
Well, our next Nubby Award is going to go to a fan for the Best Fan Art Award. We had a couple runners-up for this. We had To Be Start the Game by Devin. We had an anime image from May. A GIF animation from I'm Lou Key. A podcast history chart by Dr. Oswald. And Timland by Devin.
But despite how great all those were, we do have one winner, and that is Apkinesis, who put together a special Toopy Start comic for Blue Starlight Comics, and it was great. I think.
I think we should do a play read of this. I think we can do it.
All right.
Because most haven't seen this comic yet, so you know what. So Tim, I believe these are both females.
Yes, they are.
I don't know if we should use a voice changer for this or not, but Tim, you can be the green-haired girl that starts off.
All right, you're going to be Hoshi.
Yes.
And I'm going to be whatever the other one's name is.
Not Hoshi.
Right. Am I supposed to, like, try to raise my voice here or something?
No, you just speak normal.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Hurry up, Hoshi.
What the frick? Come on.
You said normal.
No. That's creepy father normal. What the heck?
Hurry up, Hoshi.
Hurry up, Hoshi. Yeah, give these people a bad name. Good grief. Jeez.
Can I do my Black Doom voice? No. Okay.
Hurry up, Hoshi. We don't have much more time.
This is still ridiculous, but...
You try molding your hair into a ski slope. It's not as easy as it looks. You know, I'm only doing this because this is the first time you've ever wanted to cosplay.
I'm currently dressing up as Ray himself.
Don't call it cosplay.
Plus, that Ray guy is kind of cute.
Yeah, you know, right.
You know he's already married, though, right?
What? He is?
Yeah, I think her name is Miley or something. Besides, you know nothing about Sonic or Brawl, so you never stood a chance with him. I wonder if he'll ever design a girlfriend for a real Ray.
What about that other guy? He and you seem like...
What, you mean Tim? He's married with a kid. He's cool and all, but I don't think it would have ever worked out, even if he was single.
All right, here's the dramatic fairy tale flash to, A scene with Tim sitting down with not Hoshi.
Not Hoshi. On a date. Oh, Haraki, so, that's her name. There you go.
Oh, Haraki. Okay, so now I'm going to be Haraki and you be Tim.
Oh, boy, okay.
So this is real Tim and Haraki sitting down at a date similar to the Ray's Adventures in Dating panel.
So how should I do my voice?
No, you're yourself. Are you kidding me?
I don't know how to do. Maybe you should do me.
No, what?
You'd be far better.
All right. So... So, Hikari, have you ever seen a pool full of money?
Oh, actually, I have. We have a couple of those at home, and another one overseas.
Oh, that's cool, I guess. Say, do you like Dr. Pepper?
I'm more of a Mountain Dew person, but...
You should probably go home.
End fantasy scene.
You're such a nerd, keeping track of all these inside jokes and stuff.
Like, you're any different around your anime, quote-unquote...
People.
Now come on, let's do this. I need to edit the photo afterwards too.
Oh, brother.
Alright, and then at the end, Ray, Tim, congratulations and thank you for 100 podcasts. We look forward to more great podcasts and comics from you guys. Sincerely,
Hikari and Hoshi Aoki of Blue Starlight Comics and Robert Apkinesis.
Yeah, I really appreciate how you strapped on some nubby elbows when you're doing cosplay as me. That's much appreciated.
So congratulations.
Well, time for more Nubby Awards.
Wicked Nubby.
Nubby. The best podcast. We listen to a lot of podcasts for video games. And the best podcast out there.
There's a lot. What are all the finalists? We should name some of the finalists.
Let's see, we have the Joystick Podcast, the Go Nintendo Podcast.
IGN.
IGN Podcast, 1UP Podcast. But you know which one trumps them all? 2P Starts Live.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, we won?
How did that happen?
Unbelievable. Oh my goodness.
The votes are in. The votes are in.
Thank you.
A landslide. Wait, but you know what category we won in?
best podcast, period. Just
period. Oh, absolutely. So we beat out all the Lost podcasts too, then?
Yep,
is that right?
Yep. Obama's podcast, the Taliban's podcast.
Okay. All right, Tim. I'm not sure what side you're rooting for here, but
gotta be fair and balanced, right?
But on to another Nebby Award for the fans. We had a lot of call-ins for the last few episodes, and we'd like to give an award to the best question posed by a caller. The best question on the 2P Start Live podcast was ironically the first, which was, why is it so hard for Ray to get a girlfriend? Which was posed by Black and White.
That's
congratulations.
A great question. He's a catch, ladies.
Oh,
and let
my
me tell
goodness. You. It's been getting out of control lately because everyone is... It's been like the running gag now. When I played my concert, the email that was sent was basically like, oh, coming up events, Ray's concert, a.k.a. Find Ray a Wife Night. Like, thanks. Thanks, guys. Well, we have a few Rise from Your Graves we'd like to get out of the way.
Rise from your grave.
How dare they? So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you and then mute Tim on the other end of the Skype conversation. Well, the first grave riser goes to Puzzle Chain, who said, I am rising from my grave. I'm a reader since your first comic, and I've read every single one of them. You two do great stuff, Tim and Ray. I also like your podcast, but I don't always have time to listen to them. I only listen to a bit more than 20 podcasts, but I always found something to laugh at. There are three reasons why I have risen from my grave. The first is I'm sick today and don't have to work, so I've listened to your podcast while working on my website. The second is that hearing you two joking about Twitter the movie kind of gave me the idea to write a script for such a movie and film it, and we gave them permission to do just that.
Yes.
And the third is pretty simple. I've slept long enough. So, best regards from Switzerland. That's next to Germany, France, and Italy.
Our next grave riser is Andrew, who said, okay, so I have been reading the comic since about number 40, checking in once or twice a week, jumped in on the podcast train, episode 94. I didn't know where to rise from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
So here I am. It's been a stressful time, and coming to the best webcomic on the internet has been helping.
Our next grave riser is Mix Matched Mess, who said, I guess I might mention that I just rose from my grave. I was lost, but now I'm found. That is all. Also, we had Genebit, who said, I guess I should rise from my grave. I've been following the comic for a while now. I can't remember the first comic I read from 2B Start, though. I've also watched a majority of the podcasts, the first 20 and the latest 20, and I should probably watch the rest of those. I've always appreciated the art that's put into these comics. This art is probably number one on my list for quality. The jokes are nice and clean, too, and that's kind of a rarity. Thanks, Ray and Tim, for making completely awesome comics. I'll keep reading 2P Start till one of you dies or quits, whichever one comes first.
We have another grave riser, APAC Millen. Hey, guys, I've decided to rise from my grave.
Rise.
I have been watching / reading the comics and listening to the podcasts. I've risen for the 100th podcast.
Rise from your grave.
I congratulate you and be harsh with the Black Doom Awards. Bye.
And finally, we have Super Fiver, who said, I am rising from my grave with the truth. Tim, I hear you in your podcast over and over again telling us to rise from our grave.
Do it.
Telling how ashamed you are if we don't and that we should do it.
Do it.
And what's this about with the last podcast? That you want 100 grave risers for the 100th podcast? By the way, yeah, we got 95 more to go. You're building an army of undead to take over the world, and sadly, I am now a part of that army that has risen. I have stayed in the shadows of this website since Comic 1, which, frankly, it's hard for me to believe that, Super Fiver, but I will take your word for it. Tim, if it wasn't for Ray with his light-dashing shoes of awesomeness and great support for a good Sonic game, I would have never raised to become part of your 2P Start army
risen.
Of darkness. Now I must spread to others the greatness that is 2P Start. But for real, I really like how you two went about things with everything. How you pressure yourselves to make good comics with original jokes, and how you treat your users that you want to get involved. The podcast has done very well with having at least myself feel as if I am a part of it with a community of good fellows. Keep up with the good work, and Tim, you really are a necromancer.
Thank you, by the way.
Whoa, looks like we had our call-in.
Well, first we have 95 more grave risers.
Yeah,
don't
we'll
fast forward through them either. I really want to read these off. Okay, the first one is... All right, fine. Answer the phone.
No, yeah, we'll answer the phone here.
Hi, I'm Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, and you may know me a little better like this.
Get out of here!
I was at the game like 2 years ago. I just haven't finished it.
Oh.
You know, he's going to be back for the second one, right?
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. And finally, our last Nubby Award is going to go to the most diehard 2-Piece Darts fan. But within the last week, we've had two things from this person that have definitely clinched this spot. Our winner of the most diehard 2-Piece Darts fan goes to Mark Lindemolder. He actually wrote down 100 reasons why he is the number one fan of 2-Piece Darts. And the creepy part is I'm not quite sure how many of them are real, how many of them are fake.
Yeah, they started to get a little off the wall towards the end, but I'm pretty sure some of the ones towards the beginning were real.
I bike 5 miles to the library every week just to download 2-Piece Darts Live. I have a silhouette of Ray on my bedroom wall.
I mean, there are very detailed things like... My favorite song is Ray's version of Dance to Marauder. I mean, that's fairly obscure
right, in podcasting.
Right. Like, how would you remember that, you know?
I wake up to Zipcord in HD on my TV every morning.
Oh, gosh. I could see somebody doing... Oh, I could see Lily doing that, first of all. My goodness. I still... Every time I show her that, she's
I Google Ray Hargraves and Tim Harding so much, I know that there is a Ray Hargraves and a Tim Harding in the medical practice. Which is absolutely true.
A little bit creepy.
I added the word Hargraves to my Microsoft Word dictionary.
That's great. Why is he writing your last name so much?
I refuse to see up because Tim doesn't like it.
That's awesome.
I'm racist because Tim is.
I tried to pass Comic 30 as extracurricular work for marketing and business class in school. That was nice. And some of his, I really had to look up and say, okay, why is he saying that?
Yeah,
I don't even know. I'm the creator of this website.
It's so scary when I'm lost on it. Like why?
I cried for a week.
Yeah, what was he cried for a week since May 6th? What's that all about?
Now we have to look up our own comic. To be stopped. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He cried for a week.
It's when Lily.
Is that like the kids that went to go see the 85 version of the Transformers and like they locked themselves in the closet for 2 weeks because Optimus Prime died? Spoiler.
Ah. Oh, brother. But that was a lot of fun reading through.
And, yes, and here's why one of them worries me that many of these are real is because he said, I'm going to dress up as Ray for Halloween. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Uh-oh.
But then we actually got a picture of Mark dressed up as me for Halloween.
Wow, that's awesome, first of all. He certainly got his hair going in that direction.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, that's pretty well done.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Looks like we have another call-in. Welcome to 2-Piece Darts Live.
Hey, this is sweet!
Oh, my gosh.
Long time no see!
Not long enough, that's for sure. Jeez Louise. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be working on, like, your next game?
Hero's welcome! Not the best way to greet those you haven't seen in a while.
Sonic, don't you ever get tired of taking so much crap from everybody lately?
Not really.
Yeah, figures. Oblivious.
No time to waste here. Let's find Eggman and show him the real
power
of
teamwork.
Yeah, we know.
That's my line.
Okay, see, the problem for you, it's not so much what you say, but the way that you say it. It's just ridiculous.
What? Well, maybe you're right.
You know, that's a good point, Tim. Sonic, let's practice.
Dread, a trap to stall for time.
Like, let's go ahead and say the power of teamwork line. Go ahead and say it like you normally would.
Yes, that's the power of teamwork.
No. Just no.
Yeah, all right. Let's try again. Try to get a little more drama, but, like, don't overdo it at all.
Okay, then. Let's get ready to do this. The real superpower of teamwork. That was too easy.
That was worse, Ray. I don't think you're helping him.
All right. How about this? Let's try something, like, simple... but commanding. Like, let's say you're in front of Robotnik, right? You're at the end of the game. You're about to finish him off once and for all. And you're like, too bad it's all over for you.
Piece of cake!
All right, ready? All right. All right, and you're standing over Robotnik. He's on he's on his dying breath.
As he
pleads for mercy. Then you look down at him victoriously, and you say...
Too bad it's all over for you.
Oh my gosh.
Timing is everything.
Ray, he's hopeless.
Anytime you want a rematch, just let me know. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, sure.
Later, guys. I'm out of here.
All right. Well, what do you say we move on to the Black Doom of Season 2, Tim?
Yeah, let's do that, please. Get that taste out of my mouth.
It's covered by dark clouds now.
Hey, can we get this guy out of here
let
for
me
real?
Go. I said let me go. Hey, where are you taking me?
It's time for the Ultimate Black Doom Awards. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most horrible character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
That's gotta be Sonic at this
point. But this episode, we'll each be choosing our absolute worst Black Doom award of the season. And I gotta say, we've had a lot of really good ones over this last season.
Good ones or bad ones?
Oh, fantastically terrible ones. We had the Game Bone Pro controller. We had the Nintendo DSi Animal Crossing clock. We had the gem game in Let's Tap. We had the utterly atrocious music in Sonic Chronicles. And the gigantic discrepancies between the Wii and 360 reviews of Sonic Unleashed, which still haunts me to this day.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But what's yours?
Well, you gotta go first.
The Ultimate Black Doom Award of Season 2 for me goes to the joystick controls for the Werehog in the Wii version of Sonic Unleashed. For this simple reason. When I think about what's terrible in gaming, it's one thing to make like a bad piece of software. It's another thing to just be completely lazy about one of the most basic control principles that we've known since at least 96.
Is it the running, walking thing?
Here's the thing. It's like an on or off control.
Yes.
So if you press up, he walks. But you can't choose how fast he walks, even though you have a joystick. So you have to press it all the way, and then he starts walking. And then after like two
after
seconds,
time,
he'll start
yeah.
running. So you can't choose when you want him to run and when you want him to walk. It's just that's just what he does all the time. And then like if you want to sprint, you have to like double tap to do it, right? But like when you double tap, you have to do it like all the way up, all the way back to center, and all the way up again. So you can't like do it a quick, like you have to really yank it. So if you're like near a small ledge and you need to like make like a running jump start, you know, like it's gonna take a little bit of time before you even get running because you have to like jiggle yourself forward a couple times. Like, it's not necessary, first of all, when you have full control over like how far you push the joystick. But the most hilarious part of this was how it's like Sonic Team knew that they had screwed this up terribly. So when you got to really, really tiny, thin ledges, like, it would force you to start walking. Like, you couldn't run anymore.
Right.
It wouldn't let you run after 2 seconds. It would just force walk mode, right? But then it's like, you don't know when it switched it to walk or run, right? Like, you don't know if it's gonna go after, if you're just gonna start hauling it after 2 seconds or not. Like, you do not know. So it's like, well, is this ledge skinny enough that it's gonna force walk mode on me and I'm okay? Or do I have to, like, keep pressing, like, forward every half, you know, every second and letting go to, like, keep a steady stroll of just crawling? Like, oh my gosh. Like, why do you spend so much work fixing a problem like that when you could just be making the control like every other freaking game on the market for the last like 14 years or something? What's going on?
I think we got our answer later in a different Black Doom Award because they were playtesting the stuff with like preschoolers or something, right? Like, well, all the kids that don't know how to speak yet all didn't cry when we showed them this game, so therefore they must like the way it works.
I don't understand. I really don't understand how you step that far back. Just a basic principle of control mechanism.
Well, I've had a lot of Black Doom Awards that I just find hilarious. The GameStop Wii bundles, remember those? I thought
yes.
those were great.
Mm-hmm.
There've been other good ones. The Internet Police was pretty funny, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great one. But if I'm going, like, just worst thing that I've seen, I'm still haunted by images of the initial launch of the PlaySega website.
Oh, God.
Do you remember? I mean, what's the image that pops out to you when you think of that website, what it looked like back then?
See, it was like a demo of the game. playing, like, oh, this is how the game is gonna look. And it was like, what, like a like just a movie of it, right? It's like the only playable game, like Sonic at the Olympics. Not Mario Sonic, just Sonic at the Olympics.
Like the mobile version that we played at E4ALL. Yeah.
And he jumps twice, and on the third jump, he just lifts off into the stratosphere. The you're like,
I'm
what?
Just like, wait, what? That's broken. What is this?
You have one game, and you didn't watch past 5 seconds?
To make sure that it made sense. That was just, you know, I mean, that's Sega to me, epitomized in a website.
And you're sure that's the ultimate one, huh? I feel like there's just so many better ones from you.
I don't know. It's hard to remember them all. I certainly felt Mega Man 2 on the iPhone was...
Oh, dude, yeah, that's way worse. Are you kidding me?
That might be worse.
Because that's like the whole game's worse than just the one intro thing.
And then they even fixed it and put a light version out there, and it was awful.
Right. Like, hey, I got an idea. Let's remove everything about Mega Man and just make it something totally different.
Might as well been Mega Man kart racing, you know? It's like...
See, I don't know. I think your ABC News Michael Thompson thing was probably worse.
Oh, that's true. That
was a pretty bad one. Did you look at the list, Tim? Did you look at any of your Black Dooms, by the way?
Yeah, I was looking more way in the past, but...
Nintendo DSi Animal Crossing Clock?
Well, you mentioned that already.
I mentioned it, but it's not my choice.
Yeah, but you mentioned it, so I thought I couldn't go there.
Oh, give me a break. Can't go there, girlfriend. And frankly, just the DSi in general. Which, by the way, did you see the new DS?
Oh, I thought we were going to save that for another podcast.
Okay, I guess we will.
That's like a Seinfeld moment for me. It's like, what's the deal with the DSi? I mean, first they make it smaller, and then they make it fat again.
Bigger. What? It's grape nuts, but there's no grapes and there's no nuts. I don't get
what
it.
What is the deal?
Well, Tim, what do you say we finish out the show with our special announcement?
Yeah, let's do it. If you've hated everything about this show so far and thought, why is this not a typical show, at least you'll get something out of it that you'll enjoy.
The special announcement is that Tim and I are engaged.
Wait, what?
Hmm? What?
Huh?
No,
would
what?
You just,
no,
I
what?
Think it's just,
huh?
No, wait.
Hold.
Why?
What?
Are,
no.
You talking over me?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I was supposed to hold on.
Jumping the gun there.
Okay,
jumping
I'm
the
sorry. No, the special announcement is that Tim and I are actually already married.
Okay, can you get to the announcement already?
The announcement is that we have 6 new shirts coming to our
to be available
store. Tim, what do we have in store for those interested in buying a 2-piece start shirt?
We're gonna show you the designs here, and just, you know, if you leave a comment saying I would totally buy this one, then that's kind of a vote for us getting that one out first.
Well, first of all, we have the classic Raybob logo t-shirt. White Raybob logo on a red t-shirt. If you want to dress up as me for Halloween, for example, this would be perfect.
Yeah, I think Mark would appreciate that. He doesn't have to ruin his only red t-shirt now.
That's not ruining, by the way.
With a permanent
How
mark.
How dare you?
Okay, I'm
How
I'm
dare
sorry.
You?
I'm sorry.
Although he should have grabbed like a white Sharpie or something, but what else do we have, Tim?
We do have our very first Pixel Vision shirt.
Yes, blue t-shirt with a Pixel Vision logo with a silhouette of lace crouching over the top right corner of it. Very classy work.
This shirt we actually dug up from the original release of the game from the 80s. Mm-hmm. These were giveaways when you purchased Nintendo Power.
Absolutely.
But they were left over and they shipped them back to us, so now we're reselling them.
Also, okay, we have Dancing with the Stars, wonderful black t-shirt with white font of Dance with the Stars with pink Jigglypuff holding the hand of the yellow Starfy.
Yes, if you've ever wanted to explain yourself to everyone who walked by you as to what the heck was on your t-shirt, it would be a very long explanation of an inside joke that was probably not worth it for them, but
you will love
you
it.
Will enjoy it.
Yeah,
you
see,
will
that's
enjoy
the thing about fashion.
Certainly.
Don't care about what other people think. If you want Jigglypuff and Starfy on your shirt, by all means, go for it.
If Kim Kardashian walks by and says, I was on that show almost, and... Okay. We also have a Q-Bert t-shirt from our Echo Chrome audition.
Yes, the
comic.
Infinite loop of stairs that Q-Bert is swearing about.
This is especially for you retro gaming fans who would appreciate...
light gray t-shirts with white and gray print.
Yes, very nice.
Also, we have The Ray and Tim silhouettes t-shirts. It's a white silhouette of Ray and Tim with blue and red outlines on a dark gray t-shirt.
Yeah, very nice. And finally, a Mega Man... What was it, Workout? Mega Man Workout?
Yes, comic? The
Toe Grab.
Toe Grab Endurance. Black t-shirt with Mega Man really getting a good workout.
Doing all he can to hold on tight, so...
The tiny little toe grip.
So we hope these kind of satisfy the readers here for a while, right?
Yeah, let us know which ones you guys would like to see printed first so we can send the message along to Split Reason and get those out before Christmas as soon as possible. Well, that does it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Nothing like the one you heard here. We'll be back to our regular format next week. So with that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Podcast could not exist without the comic.
I disagree.
I disagree with you.
The podcast wouldn't have existed if we didn't have a comic. But if we were to discontinue the comic today, we could still run the podcast strong.
Oh, I don't think so.
How come?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do it.
Why? How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? Because
it's still to me a supplement of the comic. It's still, to me, its primary purpose is to give readers more insight into both the comic and us and our humor.
We could just have Black Doom every week, make it a 10-minute podcast or something, you know, and people would still listen to it. But
well,
we would want
yeah,
to add to that.
Could.
We could talk about gaming news.
That's too similar to what everyone else does, in my opinion.
But we could still post, like, remixes that we like or musical misfits.
That's
not really a comic, you know?
That's true.
I think we have enough content that we could be like, okay, we don't have a comic anymore, so what else can we do to fill that slot that would still fit the show and people would want to listen to?
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to do it.
Wow.
Well, because it would be such a hole in the site to me to not have a comic anymore.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
It's not that I wouldn't want to be friends with you and talk to you anymore, even though that's
part of the plan.
The podcast is like the only time we have to do that anymore.
I know, honestly.
But instead of recording our phone call, I would just talk to you, I think.